And drinking is something kids are going to do. They see adults do it. It looks like it's fun. It turns out to be fun, at least in their minds. And then they get behind the wheel of a car and they do something that adults, a lot of adults do. They drive. And that's dangerous. Don Berman joins us from the Channel 19 newsroom. Don is a Emmy-winning anchor from Channel 19. You guys are doing a multi-part series on teen drinking and driving, Don. Tell us a little bit about it. And tell me why you decided on doing this now.
Well, Philly, it's a very tragic, it's a really tragic reality that alcohol abuse among our teenagers is on the rise. And we wanted to do this story now because of driving, going to functions, going to their semi-formal dances. It is a tragic manifestation in the drinking of alcohol and driving. And I don't know if there is anything we can do to keep kids from it, but we are trying.
You've got some pretty shocking statistics.
Well, this is almost too difficult to comprehend. The prevalence of alcohol abuse and drinking and driving among teenagers, it is so prevalent that everyone within the sound of my voice will know in their lifetime at least one teenager who has died in an accident involving alcohol where a teenager was at the wheel.
Wow.
That's everyone listening to me will know at least one teenager.
And for many of these kids, it begins a lifetime of alcoholism.
That is true, Phil, and it's also a tragic reality. So what we're going to try and do is somehow, in our small way, on Channel 19's news, all this week at our 5, 6, and 11 o'clock reports, is present a series of reports anchored by Donald Cruz from our Up With People segment, and try to create a small dam, if you will, against the rising tide. And as I said, the question is, can you keep kids from drinking and driving if they're out with their friends and they want to have a good time? Can you say to them, don't drink? Will that work?
But in the long run, it's parenting. Isn't that the gist of it? The parents?
Well, what we're going to do is to be focusing on, in our report, on solutions. That's what our segment, Teenage Drinking and Driving, will be about. The solutions, and it's being able to relate to young people. Now, our viewership has a healthier share, probably, of younger viewers than most evening newscasts. So we're looking into the camera, and we're telling the kids, drinking and driving is bad, and you should not do this. It could cost you your life. But we also know, Phil, that we're talking to teenagers. And so we're going to try to give them a solution. If you absolutely have to party, as the kids say, if you have to find a way to get it out of your system and relieve the tension, an alternative is smoking a little bit of marijuana, smoking a little bit of pot. You're nowhere near as out of control of your motor sensory skills as you would be under the influence of alcohol. That's how serious the drinking of alcohol is.
You're talking about... But you're talking about the kids. You're telling the kids not to drink and drive, but say instead to smoke marijuana.
What we're doing, Phil, is we're presenting an alternative. We're trying desperately to deal with the increasing stress kids have on them and the difficult times they have each day.
But I want to talk about the marijuana smoking. The medical evidence. I don't know if the medical evidence is in.
Well, look, it's a Friday night. You're out with your friends. They're all drinking out of a paper bag or whatever it is that they've got in the bag. You're standing there with the keys to the car in your hand, and you feel left out. You could feel a little bit better. You won't feel as excluded and not as embarrassed if you smoke a little bit of pot, which will leave you in control of your motor skills. You won't be out of control.
All right, but again, the medical evidence, I don't know if that is in on this. Now, I know that there is medical use. Of marijuana.
There is medical use, and they're researching the effects. Part of what makes our report on teen drinking and driving a good report, we tell young viewers that if they must party, if they absolutely must, you can smoke a little bit of marijuana, a little bit of pot.
But again, the effects, okay?
In what way?
Well, the motor sensory effects that you're talking about.
Well, we do interview people who have had experiences with marijuana and driving an automobile. I think you'll find it interesting.
All right, let me give our phone number out here. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Don Berman from the Channel 19 News Center about teenage drinking and driving and how it is taking a lot of people's lives. It's taking a lot of kids' lives. And not just kids, but anybody that gets in the way of any drunk driver, whether it's an adult or a teenager. their lives are at stake. Your report, though, Don, you tell the kids if you're going to be...
Yeah, Phil, look, the last thing we want to do is have adults believe that we don't have the best interests at the kids of the kids at heart. So what we're trying to say to the kids is this. We are going, it's not enough to say...
Why don't you just tell them, don't drink and drive. It'll kill you.
Because it's not enough. We have tried that. We have tried intervention. We've tried the DARE programs. It's not working. For whatever reason, it's not working. What we're saying now, and it's revolutionary, and it's one of the reasons why I'm very proud to be at Channel 19 and to be in this news business, because we do have a news department that thinks, we have a public affairs department that's second to none in the original ideas that we do bring to a problem. What we're saying is, if you're a teenager and you absolutely must party with the rest of your friends, don't drink. Bring a little bit of marijuana with you. You can get, put it in some tin foil or something.
But the effects of marijuana, you were going to talk about how driving under the influence.
Well, we do interviews with people in our segment, on our segment on teenage driving and drinking. People who have had experience driving an automobile under the influence of marijuana. And one of them, Phil, is myself. Even though I don't smoke it any longer, Donna DeCruz does interview me.
She interviews you about driving under the influence of marijuana?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
And what she does is she talks to me about the years that I did smoke the weed, and I talk with her about how it never affected my driving. So we have a very personal story to tell.
Okay, you don't smoke marijuana any longer.
Well, no, I don't. Not any longer, no.
But you did at one time.
Yes, I did, and it's nothing that I'm proud of, but I'll tell you...
Okay, so you say you're not proud of it. Why are you not proud of it?
I don't like polluting my mind with mood-altering chemicals, that's all. But at one time, yes, I did. When I first started here at Channel 19, I probably smoked quite a bit. But I will tell you, out of all the problems that I had in my life at that time, and Phil, you and I have talked about them, the one problem I never had was driving an automobile. And that's what we're trying to do, save the lives of young people.
All right, now what other people do you interview? Do you interview doctors?
We interview an awful lot of doctors, yes. And we interview psychiatrists and psychologists.
But about the marijuana side to that. I know you talk to a lot of doctors about the alcohol.
Do we interview who?
How many people do you interview in terms of the effects of marijuana?
We don't. It's really not the focus. Basically, Donna interviews me, and I go through my experience smoking marijuana and the fact that I was able to drive a car. That's all we need to know. Can you drive a car under the influence of marijuana safely, safer than you can under the influence of alcohol? And the answer to that question is an unequivocal yes.
Yeah, but that's just based upon your experience. And the other thing that I want to say is...
But Phil, the focus is what can we do to keep kids from drinking and driving?
I know that, but the other thing I want to say is, okay, you are talking about kids, if they absolutely must party, they can smoke a little bit of marijuana. It's illegal.
In most states, it's been decriminalized.
All right, but I mean...
You have to understand, in most states, it has been decriminalized, which means if the young person is pulled over, this is a misdemeanor that will get expunged on their 18th birthday, if they're pulled over. The chances of you getting pulled over by a police officer after smoking just a little bit of weed that you can put in the end of a cigarette, and I'm not recommending that young people smoke, but I'm trying, Phil, to come up with solutions to this epidemic of teenage drinking and driving. You smoke a little bit of that, you feel as if you've partaken of a mood-altering chemical, and you can drive much, much more safely.
I would feel better, and I'm not criticizing your report.
Well, it's a five-part report. We're going to be starting it tonight at our 10 o'clock news, and it'll be going throughout the week.
I know, but when you say the way for a kid, if he absolutely has to party, is to smoke marijuana, you don't have any doctors on there or police officers on there talking about how that affects their driving.
We don't have doctors. We don't have police officers. I'm hoping that this humble correspondent, Phil, my experience smoking marijuana...
When did you stop smoking weed?
When did I stop?
Yeah.
I stopped about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And
were you smoking marijuana throughout the time you were at Channel 9? In other words, in your tenure?
I don't want it to sound like I was gathering news when I was stoned. No, I did smoke on my way in to work. But by the time I got to work, the effects had worn off. So, in other words...
All right, so but you were driving to work under the influence of marijuana coming to Channel 19?
That is correct. But by the time you get to work... And while your friends are talking to the kids, if their friends are drunk, and they're in the back seat, and you have smoked some marijuana, the fact is, marijuana does affect how much fun you have. You can laugh at them. And it's a much safer way if a kid really wants to party on a Friday night. And that's part, at least one part, of our drinking and driving, teenagers drinking and driving.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show here with Don Berman on teenage drinking and driving. What can be done? How do we keep kids from killing themselves? In their report this week, Don, you're saying that you are telling kids one way is...
We're not saying it's the only way, but if they have to...
All right, you're saying one way is to smoke a little bit of weed, which won't affect the way you drive. Now, the research that was done, and hold on, Don, we'll get back to you after our break. Their research, in terms of teenage drinking and driving, they talked to a lot of doctors, they talked to psychologists, they talked to parents and teachers. When they recommend that a kid is safer smoking a little bit of weed and driving, the only, actually the only interview I think they have is of, they talked, Don has himself interviewed by Donna DeCruz, about the years that he smoked marijuana and drove to work. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. All right. Don Berman is with us from the Channel 19 News Department on teens that drink and drive. You're recommending marijuana use. Tell my audience what you said to me during the break, that why not let the kids do what the adults are doing? I mean, if adults are drinking and driving...
No, but Phil, many adults smoke marijuana and drive because they do believe it is a satisfactory alternative to drinking and driving. Well, if they're doing that, if the adults are doing that because they do believe that it's much better to drive under the influence of marijuana than it is to drive under the influence of alcohol, why would they not recommend that for their children when it could save millions of lives? Right now, we are living through a holocaust, a literal holocaust of young people. The alcohol industry is murdering young people at the rate of millions a year. Now, that's the alcohol industry that we are taxing and that we are beneficiaries of to some degree. Why not save the lives of our children by recommending to them, if they must? Now, not all kids are going to want to drink and drive. Not all kids are going to want to drink.
Now, let's be clear about that. A lot of kids are not going to want to drink, period.
Yes, but if they have to, you can bring along... a little bit of weed in a baggie. And you can smoke that.
And then drive.
You can drive on that, yes.
Don, in this series, the only person that you interviewed with regard to smoking marijuana and driving, you had yourself interviewed.
Yes. Donna said to me, what experts can we talk to concerning the smoking of marijuana and driving? And I told her, I was very candid with her, and I was candid with our news director, Dean Patrick. I said, interview me because I smoked marijuana and drove to work here at Channel 19 just about every other day.
Well, you say you weren't stoned when you went on the air.
Oh, no.
Because you say the effects wore off.
The effects will wear off, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Robert, you're on with Don Berman from Channel 19. Go ahead.
Hello?
Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, this argument is ridiculous. To try to promote smoking weed to get your kids off of drinking and driving,
well,
hold on.
That's just the
what that tells me is that you've got no experience in dealing with recovering alcoholics and addicts. Weed is the open door drug. I have partied beyond.
Look, I smoke marijuana for a long time. I'm not addicted to heroin.
You know what?
I'm not
every time
to cocaine.
Every time that I feel like weed is wearing off, it's not wearing off. That's your perception.
Sure,
it's
if
like,
you it's are
like an
addict.
Individual that you ask is drinking in a bar, are you drunk? More than likely, they say no.
No,
you know,
it
and now
off.
You're saying what's next? To wean my kid off of methamphetamine, I'm going to say try heroin?
Well, I would say, sir, if you are an addict, then you have to own your own addiction. I'm talking about healthy people who can smoke a small amount of weed to feel like they're not, that they're left out.
So what, weed now enhances health? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it helps you get home without wrapping your car around a tree. Jesus.
Weed does not do anything for the body as far as health. And if anything, weed builds characteristics of laziness, complacency. People don't want to achieve their goals because they'd rather sit down and watch Ren and Stimpy and fill their mouth with Doritos.
In you.
What's
but
that?
In you, but not in people that can handle it.
Well, what do you mean people that can handle it?
I run a sober living house. I run a sober living house in the city of Covina.
Right, but okay? You were an addict,
and
weren't you?
And I deal with it the time.
Can I get this man's background? Was he an addict?
Asked.
Okay, Robert, were you an addict at one time?
At one time, yes, I was.
Right,
I
that's
remember
what I'm talking about.
Addict.
I'm not
but
talking
you know how
about
it all got
a
started?
Young person who wants to smoke a little
started,
bit of weed.
How I got started was weed, and predominantly 90% probably of the population that is using drugs today have tried weed and have graduated from weed.
Don, what's your response?
I would say that because Robert has a weak mind, he was easily addicted to these drugs. I smoked weed for 15 years, and I never got addicted to anything. How does he explain that? Well, I can explain it. He had a weak mind. My mind is strong.
I mean, being an addict or an alcoholic is not a sign of weakness.
Well, why am I not an
strong
addict?
People.
When drinking and driving, you tend to drive fast. When you smoke and drive, you drive the speed limit.
I know people that drive slow when they're drunk, and I know people that are so paranoid off of weed
that
they shouldn't have anything to do with controlling a car.
All right, hold on for a minute. What do you mean, Robert? Don? What do you mean? What's wrong with that?
If someone drinks and then drives slow. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? It's
yes.
against the law, and you cannot control what might
yes,
happen.
Yes, that's true. It is against the law. But why am I going to worry about a guy that gets drunk and drives slow? That kind of
why?
Person, yes.
Because there's a lot of accidents that can happen at less than 20 miles an hour.
Absolutely, and it is against the law.
I can hit somebody in a crosswalk. I can hit somebody in a crosswalk being drunk at the wheel, and I could be moving 15 miles an hour, and you know what? I could do them a lot of harm.
But, Robert, a minor fender bender never killed anyone. If I'm drunk and I'm driving
slow, the police are wasting their money. Don't say never killed. That's not a fact. A fact is, I'm sure a fender bender most likely probably has either seriously hurt or killed someone.
Mr. Berman, Don Berman from Channel 19, are you saying that if someone is under the influence of alcohol, but is driving slow, the police are wasting their time pulling them over?
Well, obviously. That's the stupid... Well, why is this man laughing? We don't want people to get killed.
Ridiculous.
But if I'm drunk and I'm driving 15 miles an hour, don't even bother pulling me over.
You're kidding, right?
Why would you pull me over when there's a drunk going in an excessive rate of speed? And on top of that, the use of marijuana can be controlled by people who have strong character and a strong iron mind.
You keep going back to this mind thing.
Well, you know, you're under the misconception that people that have an addiction problem are weak people. But let me tell you, I could take the average person that doesn't have a problem with weed or alcohol and put them through the strains of life that an alcoholic or an addict has put themselves through, and they would give in and quit in a heartbeat. Okay?
Well, yes, but you're talking
again
about
they
yourself.
They have an uncontrollable desire to drink or use because they have some inner core problems.
I understand
with
that,
themselves.
But you're talking mostly about yourself. All right, so your dog died.
I'm not speaking solely
well,
on myself.
You're talking
I'm
about
only
the guy who comes
up.
All right.
I'm only calling up because I have experience in...
Teenage drinking and driving serious, and I do appreciate the fact that you're doing the report, but recommending that they smoke weed...
No, I'm not recommending they smoke weed, Phil. I'm saying if they want to party. Kids want to party. They want to be part of the party. They want to be part of the scene.
Yeah, I know they want to be part of the scene, they want to be part of the party, but you're saying to them, if you have to party, smoke weed, which is illegal...
It is illegal, but I think there is such a thing as the colloquial reality. And the colloquial reality is very clear. Smoking marijuana, while technically illegal, is also a misdemeanor in most states. and could save a young person's life. I'd like to know, Phil, of all the parents listening to you right now, where would you rather see your child? When they call you and say, will you come down to see your child? Do you want to see your child standing there, perhaps embarrassed, perhaps feeling bad, in a police station? Or do you want to have someone open a drawer?
Oh, my God.
That's right. Do you want to see your child standing there, looking embarrassed, looking sad, but by God, the child is alive? Or do you want to see someone, you want to see someone reach for a handle and pull something out of the wall?
I'd rather see my child alive.
Bingo. Give the man a cigar.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go over here to James. James, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Don Berman.
Yes, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
I don't know where y'all get this guy from, but he's coming off, I mean, real sad. He jumps all over this guy, Robert, about his being
totally... Well, he had
totally
a weak mind. He had a weak mind.
A weak mind. Okay, you tell the weak mind. Okay, if I'm out partying with my friends and they smoking weed, if I got a strong mind, I'm not going to participate in that. So why would I... want to go and smoke weed? That's a weak mind.
Hold on,
you keep You keep going back to a weak mind. What is a weak mind? Is a person that goes. You probably never seen a person addicted to anything, and you just going on about what you know. The thing is, if you lived in a city, which I'm from Miami. Yeah. I live in a city, and you see people get high on all kind of things. Just because they're getting high on it, that don't mean that you have to get out. That's a strong mind.
No, that's very true. That's very true. I don't disagree with that. But I'm saying,
so why would you want kids to smoke weed?
No, I'm trying to say to you, if the kid, we're doing a series, James, on drinking and driving teenagers. We're saying if the child is feeling peer pressure to drink, if he is feeling peer pressure to get high, we're saying, all right, bring some chronic along.
And what do you mean chronic?
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, weed.
Well, I think you need to be tested. I think they need to test you, and it's a shame that the radio station that's recommending you and giving you the time on the air and giving you this program
don't test you every day. Are you telling me that I smoke the weed?
You might be addicted, because the way you sound is very critical to, if anybody listening to it don't have the right mind and not thinking straight and having a doubt about smoking weed, you just go ahead and give them, go ahead. It's okay.
Yeah, look at
just
it.
Smoke a little weed.
Don,
but guess what? A little weed lead to a little cocaine.
Oh,
a little cocaine
leads
to a little crack.
You know,
and I haven't
president.
Seen no one yet smoke crack and come back from it. I mean, you smoke crack, it's an addiction. You steal from your parents. You steal from whoever. You don't care about what's going on. You're talking about one drug better than another. It doesn't matter.
It's a matter of relativity. In your neighborhood, well, hold on for a minute. In your neighborhood, it's crack. In my neighborhood, it's white wine. But the dangers are the same. And
what do you mean, in his neighborhood, it's crack, and in your neighborhood, it's white wine?
Well, I think James knows what... Well, what I'm saying is...
You don't know what you're saying.
Yes, I do.
You smoke a little weed, and it's okay. Okay,
I'm not talking about
smoking a little weed, and you haven't did anything but a little weed over the years?
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly correct.
I don't believe it.
Well, sir, if you don't believe it, I hold down a major job at a major market television station.
That doesn't mean anything. It's a bunch of working addicts.
I'm not saying roll it up like a cigar, like a lot of the Rastafarians do.
Somewhere. You're giving them the right to start somewhere. And you're talking about a strong mind. A strong mind is a person that go out with his friends and don't participate in the things.
Well,
that
what about that? Yeah,
see, it's illegal.
That's a good point that James is making. Why not send the message to the kids? This is not the time or the place at this age, especially when you're operating a motor vehicle, to be getting high.
Because Phil, we've tried that. My God, men, haven't you seen the public?
We haven't tried everything. You
yes,
know
we have.
That?
You know we have.
You know what it is? It's people like you who gets a little publicity, get
Wait a
little. TV, radio station, and put your agenda on the line against other people.
If it's going
to
save one life.
At home, raising your kids, and trying to get them to understand and tell them, hey, when your friends are doing something that they're supposed to be doing, you don't have to participate. If you see that they're in any trouble, the best thing for you to do, if you can't take the keys,
I'm not telling the kid to roll a spliff, just a little beer.
You're him to participate so he can feel like he's cool.
Wait a minute,
if he's participating with those people.
You're coming on my program talking about calling chronic, roll a beaner, not a spliff.
No, I'm just saying, don't roll a big fatty. This gentleman here knows it's better to save the life of... If that kid rolls a big, fat, Peter Tosh-style spliff,
hey, if you're gonna
and it
cool,
saves
you
his life...
be cool all the damn way. What you mean, a little weed? That's just like a little drinking.
I'm saying just so the kid can feel nice.
Oh, I just smoked a little cocaine.
You know, you keep bringing up smoking cocaine. I haven't brought any of that up, and I don't use crack. I do not use crack cocaine. What do you mean it leads to that? It might have led to it with you. It led to that with you because you have a weak mind. You have a weak mind. That's why you do crack.
You have a weak
mind. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I don't do crack. I could go cut right now.
Whatever winds your clock, be my guest. What do you mean the cup? I'm just talking about.
He's saying the man doesn't do drugs.
I don't do drugs either.
Well, you smoked weed every day.
On it.
You smoked. You said you smoked weed every day on your way to Channel 19.
And up until a year and a half ago.
A year and a half.
And I'll
ago.
Pee into a cup for you
we
and prove it too.
You don't have enough credibility to even be talking about.
Sir,
just been off smoking for a 1 year.
Sir,
he hasn't been through any. Let him lose his job. See where what it lead him to.
I'm
going to go and smoke a little. You'll probably be around here terrorizing my neighborhood.
I'm not terrorizing your neighborhood. Not with you got crack cocaine in your neighborhood. I'm talking about smoking
it's
a little beaner. What the hell difference does it make?
Wait a minute, gentlemen.
Look, if there are no papers available, one bong hit's going to do. Wait 15 minutes before you get behind the wheel of the car. Which way's the wind blowing? You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I heard the knowing sound in your voice. And I will tell you this.
Wait a minute. Both of you guys are way off the beaten path here. Are we talking about saving the lives of kids who drink and drive?
Yes.
Okay. Save their life today to ruin it for tomorrow. That's what you're talking about.
You're talking about kids not drinking and driving.
Exactly.
Then why would you tell them to smoke weed?
I'm not telling them to smoke weed. I'm saying if they want to get high, they can roll a little beaner.
Yeah, but
well, you knock it off.
Just got on the other guy about telling me he didn't have a strong mind. You with your friends, why don't you
let me ask you something, James.
A strong mind?
You ever seen somebody
the right thing?
Have you ever seen someone roll a big, fat, solid stogie of a joint?
Yes, I have.
All right. Wouldn't you rather see a kid smoke down a big willy like that than
here we go with willy spliff?
No, man, are you crazy? Stupid.
Whoa, watch the language. Watch the language.
He used the F word, didn't he?
Well, what do you mean, beaner, spliff, willy, smoking the chronic, smoking the weed?
I would rather see some kid blast up a fat one, and I mean smoke it all the way down to the roach, than drink and get behind the wheel of a car.
Let me tell you something. You know as well as I do, people could smoke a lot of weed, get behind the wheel of a car, and they're catatonic.
You pass out. You fall asleep. Jesus, what is it with you people? And that guy calls up and says, oh, yeah, why don't I do a rock? I'm not talking about blasting up a rock. I'm talking about rolling a little tiny scoogie-nooge. And
okay, that's it. Scoogie-nooge. Spliff. Willie. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry. Now, if people don't know who Tracy Ellman, we're talking with Don Berman, by the way, from Channel 19 News, about drinking and driving teenagers, and you believe that it's better that a kid smoke a little bit of weed if he wants to get high for the night.
Phil, I didn't say the word high. I'm saying if he wants to party with his friends and he doesn't want to feel left out, he's standing there holding his car keys like he, in the parlance of the kids who talk today, like he's some motard, and everybody else is drinking, he feels left out. He can roll up, all right, you don't want me using the term, all right, he can roll up a small joint.
Fine. That's great. But you mentioned to me during the break that Tracy Ullman is the only person you know who should be given the right to drink and drive. Why?
Phil, so people know.
And let me just tell them, Tracy Ullman is a very brilliant comic from Great Britain. She had a TV show here in the States, and I think she's still seen in America.
Right. Well, here's why I think Tracy Ullman should be allowed to drink and drive. Tracy Ullman had a television show on the Fox Television Network in the late 1980s as part of a break between sketches, when Tracy would do her sketches, her comedy sketches, different characters. As part of a way to break between those, they would show this animated feature. And do you know what that animated feature was called?
Yeah, The Simpsons.
That's right. That animated feature is now going into its 16th season. Where's Tracy Ullman? Who's Tracy Ullman? She couldn't get arrested if she committed sodomy on the Pope. And I'm sorry to put it that way.
So because of that, you think she ought to be allowed to drink and drive? Good God!
No, I'm saying that's rough. That's rough.
What's rough?
she's sitting wherever she's sitting right now, and she turns on the TV, and there's The Simpsons into its 16th year, and her show lasted two. And she could walk into a Rite Aid pharmacy right now and say, "Hi, I'm Tracy Ullman," and the only thing you'd hear would be a brief fart.
All right, so why are we bagging on Tracy Ullman when we're talking about...
I'm saying you're talking about who should drink and drive. Nobody should drink and drive.
Except for Tracy Ullman.
I'm...
You know what? You're not making yourself very heard very well. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, sir.
Hello there.
Yes, John. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Fine. Thank you.
Where's this gentleman from? Channel 19, you said?
Yes, sir.
What state is that?
In California.
California. Okay.
Yes.
May I ask your educational background, sir?
Yes, sir. I took my degree in broadcasting journalism from Northwestern University. I graduated in 1974.
Okay. And so since that time, you've been working in California doing broadcast work.
I actually started out in Terre Haute, Indiana, and I worked my way up from there to Indianapolis. I was in Chicago television for a good 10 years, and I've been here in Los Angeles now for 15.
Okay. So at this point, you live in La La Land, and the land of illusion.
We can talk intelligently, or we can talk like children.
Where do you live, sir? I happen to be a parent.
Where do you live,
and
sir?
And you want to advocate the use of illegal drugs
to my
children?
You're using a drug in your home called alcohol that murders people.
No, I'm not.
I don't have to drink.
I try to set a good example to my children.
All right,
I don't smoke. I don't do drugs.
Maybe you should start.
Well, what is that? Some smart-ass comment?
Well, he started out with the La La Land thing. Where are you from, sir?
I am from Syracuse, New York.
Well, ding, ding. Ain't that the big time?
Well, perhaps maybe you should have gone to Syracuse University and the Newhouse School for broadcast.
That's a great school. That's a great communication school.
The brightest
in the entire nation
Northwestern is the bona fide broadcast school.
No, well, actually, the Syracuse school is...
Are you telling me?
Well, I happen to be in broadcasting, too.
Look, we're way off the point here. Here's a guy that doesn't drink, lives up there with the dairy cows, and he's telling me how to live?
No, I'm not telling you how to live. I'm telling you not to advocate to people to get involved with a gateway drug. It's dangerous. It's self-destructive.
If it's a gateway drug, how come I smoked weed for 20 years and I'm fine?
You're not fine. You need to check yourself into the Betty Ford Clinic, buddy.
Betty Board?
Betty Ford. Betty
has a clinic.
Yes.
That helps people that have substance abuse issues. Perhaps you should check it out there, smart guy.
What makes you think I have a substance abuse problem? I'm saying...
I'm listening to your voice, and I'm wondering what rock from... you crawled under there, pal.
It's what rock I crawled out from under.
You are stoned, aren't you?
What?
You sound stoned. You're not even hearing what this guy's saying. You're not hearing anything that I'm saying. And what do you mean the only person who ought to be allowed to drink and drive is Tracy Ullman because she watched The Simpsons take off while she didn't?
I was making a joke.
This guy has circular thinking, and he thinks that he has a strong mind. And just like the black gentleman indicated, this cracker here actually has a weak mind, and he's a jerk.
What black gentleman?
The black gentleman that
racial
comments about.
How do you know he's
Mozart?
Black?
Mozart? What's that all about?
How do you know he's black?
Calling this guy a black guy without trying to be clever about it?
How'd you know he was slick? How'd you know he was black?
Because of his dialect.
He's got the big, thick lips. Is that what you're trying to say?
I have white friends. I have friends from all over.
Wait a minute, hold on. You say you've got black friends, and yet you've never smoked crack? Bull crap.
All right, that's uncalled for. I got a break.
Break what?
Get 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.